Welcome to our dance class. I am Doris, and in the studio with us today we have...
Hi, everyone. I'm Linda C.
And I'm Luke.
Good. Well, Linda, it seems like we've had a lot of programs about all kinds of subjects this summer. Thanks for being with us.
Oh, I'm very happy to. Thank you.
You know, Linda keeps quite busy editing the Studio Classroom magazine, but I'm so glad you can come to Advance. Do you like Advance, though?
Oh, yes. I get to learn a lot of things going through the Advanced articles, so I'm always happy to join.
And we're so glad that Luke can come because, you know, Luke actually works in the TV department, but sometimes he comes over and he's on the program as a panelist. And thanks for being with us, Luke.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Doris.
Hey, Luke, where did you grow up?
I actually grew up in Southern California.
Okay.
In a small town called Chino Hills.
Okay, it's in kind of greater Los Angeles area.
That's
of?
Right, yes.
Yeah. And where did you grow up?
I grew up in Miami, Florida.
Oh, my goodness. And I grew up in Seattle. So we represent from all over the United States, don't we?
That's right, yeah.
But, you know, I didn't realize that heart trouble was such a big problem in America. Did you know that?
I knew it was pretty bad, but reading this article, I'm more informed.
Right. What do you think, Luke?
It's kind of surprising to me.
Scary, isn't it?
Yeah, because like Linda said, I knew it was a problem, but I didn't realize how serious of a problem it was.
That's so true.
Yeah.
So our article today is in our magazine on page 24, or if you have our mobile website, you can listen in. Or there's a lot of different ways that you can listen to Advance, and many people do. But this is an important lesson because it has to do with our health, doesn't it?
Right, and our health is very, very important.
Well, so we need to think of how to be healthy, and there's certain tips. And how do tips actually help us?
Well, they give us a better idea of how to live, just how to prevent certain things from happening so that, yeah, we can live healthier lives.
Right. You know, a tip is kind of like a hint or something. Try this, and we can find out certain things that will help us. So we want to have a healthy heart, don't we?
Yes, that's right.
And, you know, people who live a long time now, they seem to have healthy hearts if they keep on living longer, don't they?
Right, and to have a healthy heart, we need healthy habits.
That's true. So let's have some tips on how we can find out how to discover what things will help us keep our heart healthy. Do you think this is an important lesson for all of us?
Oh, definitely. Very important.
Okay, so we're going to talk about heart disease. I kind of hate to talk about disease because it could be kind of depressing in a way, but if we can get some tips to be healthy, it'll be good, won't it?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so would you like to help us read about it then?
Oh, sure. Let's listen to this next reading. Tips to get heart healthy. Discover risk factors for heart disease and ways to prevent it. Heart disease kills more Americans than any other disease. Every 25 seconds, an American will have a coronary event, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Every 30 seconds, an American will die from heart disease, the American Heart Association tells us. Approximately 750,000 people will have a heart attack this year. For about two-thirds of those, it will be their first. As much as 70% of heart disease can be prevented by controlling major risk factors, says Paran Parikh, an interventional cardiologist. We asked Parikh and other experts what they would like normal people to know about heart disease and how to prevent it. Here's what they had to say.
Well, at the beginning of this article, we learn an alarming fact that heart disease kills more Americans than any other disease.
I knew it was bad, but I didn't realize it was that bad. Did you, Luke?
Oh, no. This is an eye-opener, definitely.
To think about that, every 25 seconds, somebody's going to have something wrong with their heart. They call it a coronary event. It's not really an event, it's a disaster.
Right.
Something terrible. What happens?
It's when there's blockage of the blood flow to the heart, and that leads to a very dangerous medical condition.
That's pretty bad to be dangerous, but you know, Luke, I didn't realize that every 30 seconds an American will die from a heart disease. Did you know that?
No, every 30 seconds.
Wow. That's you know, while we're making this program, how many people are going away because of heart disease?
I don't want to think about that. But
let's help them so they don't, you know. Maybe this will help it stop that. I hope so. Because so many people will have what we call a heart attack.
Yeah.
Now, is it their first heart attack for most of them or what?
No. For two-thirds of them, it will be their first heart attack.
So I guess a lot of people don't survive the first heart attack, right? I don't know. I'm not a mathematician, so you have to figure that out.
Well, from my understanding, I don't think people would exactly die from their first heart attack. Perhaps they would have multiple attacks in the future after experiencing their first.
Well, one thing I like is the next, I mean, this is all kind of scary and sad, but the next line, 11, is important.
Yes, it says as much as 70% of heart disease can be prevented. So this is encouraging news.
70%, so that's pretty high. So let's check on and see what that 70% is, and should we pay attention to it?
Oh, most definitely.
We really should, because we have to control certain things. Now, this person who said this, he is a cardiologist. And what kind of a doctor is a cardiologist?
Well, a cardiologist would be a doctor who looks at, I believe,
Your heart. They specialize in treating heart conditions.
Okay. And they've had some, you know, these interventional cardiologists, they're doctors who can specialize in diseases of the heart. They can diagnose the blockages in the blood vessels. So they're really specialists in heart trouble, aren't they?
Exactly.
So they said that 70% can be prevented. So that is what I call good news.
But you have to control these major risk factors.
So we have to ask this Dr. Parak and other experts what they think. What should we know about heart disease? And how can we prevent it? So that's what our lesson is about, isn't it?
Yes. So I'm actually really looking forward to seeing or reading what the next part of the article, what it talks about, these tips, the advice that it would give us.
Well, we'll talk about it today, and it's important. If I were you, I would mark this lesson, maybe tear it out of your magazine and put it on the wall. It's so important to pass on to your friends, to your relatives, to your loved ones. Some lessons are kind of fun. This is important for your life, isn't it?
Right, yes, because we want to be healthy, and we want those people whom we love to be healthy as well.
Right, and we want to make that percentage of people who die of heart disease less, not so many. So we first have to know something. We have to find out what makes it so easy for us to get a heart attack. Don't you think that's important?
Yes.
So let's find out. Let's take point number one and point number two. We'll read it, then we'll discuss it and find out what we can do to help or keep from getting it.
One, know your risk factors. They may seem basic, but bear repeating. Smoking, diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, poor diet, obesity, and sedentary lifestyle, Parikh says. In addition, other diseases seem to increase your risk of heart disease. These include chronic kidney disease, HIV, and such autoimmune diseases as rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, or psoriasis. 2. Take psoriasis seriously. Psoriasis is an inflammatory disease and can affect your entire body, including your heart. According to cardiologist Jeffrey Schussler, middle-aged to younger ages who shouldn't have a whole lot of plaque seemed to have more than their fair share. What made those stand out? They all had psoriasis.
Well, we've all heard some of these things before, so we could say that they are basic things. I've heard a lot of people say, don't smoke. It's not good for your heart. You've heard that.
Oh, yeah. Just say no.
Just say no, right? Mm. But it says they bear repeating. It means that they are worth repeating.
Exactly. Not right. They should be repeated.
So, of course, we all know that smoking is not good for your heart. It's also not good for what? For your lungs, right?
Exactly.
There's a lot of lung cancer in Asia.
Mm-hmm.
And not just you smoking, but the secondhand smoke and smoke from factories. And so there's a lot of lung cancer too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
Smoking is not good for you in general. Like, it affects your whole body.
That's true.
Yeah.
Well, and then a lot of people have diabetes. There's two kinds. So there's A and B or something, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Type A, type B.
Right. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people have diabetes because of the food they eat. What about high blood pressure? Is that a very common problem with people? I think it is.
It is, mm. Yeah.
Mm. Where does that come from? Too much seafood or something? Too much shrimp?
Well, there are different factors that contribute to high
blood
pressure.
We need a nurse here, huh?
Yeah.
Or a doctor, right? But, you know, high blood pressure, their doctor will tell you, and you can always look online what foods are good to keep your blood pressure down. And there's a lot of advice about blood pressure online, mm-hmm. don't you think?
Yeah, even lifestyle. If there's too much stress in our lives, that mm-hmm. can contribute as well.
Mm. And high cholesterol, that comes from eating too much, I think, too much seafood sometimes, right?
That can, yeah.
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 Mm-hmm.
I think, yeah, for cholesterol, it depends on your oil intake. Whether you're intaking good or bad oil.
If you eat too much fat, like from fried chicken with a lot of grease.
Oh, right. That would contribute to high cholesterol.
Yeah, all that fast food.
Tastes good.
Say no to fast food. It does taste good, but it's not good for you.
But it's called poor diet. It's mm-hmm. not good food. They always say veggies are good, but veggies don't always taste as good as fried chicken. But it's and French fries.
But you can make your veggies taste good, you know? You can add some seasoning.
Yeah, but it's hard to come up to the French. But anyway, but we've got to be careful, right?
That's right.
Well, and then being overweight, obesity. Mm-hmm. Now, that mm-hmm. is a big problem in America.
Mm-hmm.
Is it becoming more of a problem in Asia, do you think?
Yes, because people are not watching what they eat. They're eating things that Americans eat, fast food, right?
Mm-hmm. Too much oil and stuff mm-hmm. like that.
Mm-hmm. So it's causing more obesity.
Yeah.
And so we see kids, you know, eating a lot of French fries and things that they didn't used to eat. And, and instead of a doujang, they're having a chocolate
Coke,
sundae.
Yeah.
And that makes them overweight.
Mm-hmm.
And then what about this sedentary lifestyle? What is a sedentary lifestyle?
Well, that is when someone does not move. When someone just maybe
we call them couch potatoes.
They sit
and watch TV all day.
Right? That's right. Yeah.
They don't have physical activity in their lives. They don't do exercise.
They sit too long, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's not good. That's why we recommend biking. I know Linda likes to ride her bike to work every day. That's
I
good.
Do. Yes, yeah. I ride it every day.
And that's good. I mean, it's good to keep up a lifestyle like that.
Mm-hmm.
So these are some of the things that will help our heart, because our heart needs to keep the blood flowing. And if you don't move, then the blood doesn't flow. Isn't that right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So this is kind of common sense, but we have to repeat this.
Right.
But what are some of the other things, other diseases?
Well, here we see chronic kidney disease.
Hmm. Now, that can come from a lot of different things, kidney stones. Sometimes if we eat raw food like raw fish or meat that's not well done, that can cause kidney disease, can
mm-hmm.
it?
Mm-hmm.
Anything else, kidney disease? I think we have to be careful with too much fat.
Yeah, what we consume affects our kidneys.
Right. And HIV, there's all these kind of diseases that come from bad sexual encounters that are not good for people.
Mm-hmm.
And also autoimmune diseases. Mm. Now, your immunity is very important. It's what keeps you strong. So what is an autoimmune disease?
Well, it's a disease in which perhaps a person's immune system mistakenly attacks the body's own healthy tissues.
Okay, so this is why you try to do things like eat your vitamins and your fruits and things like that because they keep your immune system strong.
Yeah.
And when those diseases come, they kill those before they get in your body. Mm-hmm. So you have to have a very strong immune system. I've noticed this year so many people have bad colds and the flu, and it seems like our immune systems are kind of breaking down. Did you notice that, Linda?
Yes, I have. There are a lot of people getting sick.
They didn't used to, it seems like, yeah.
Yeah, and getting sick, staying sick for longer also.
Right. And of course, they have this, what they call rheumatoid arthritis. Arthritis, of course, as you know, is a disease that has to do with your bones and things like that. Mm-hmm. But there's also things like lupus. And lupus is something I didn't hear much of before, but now I know some younger people even get lupus. Lupus is kind of a disease when your immune system is not very strong and you can't fight it off disease, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know about psoriasis. What is that?
Well, here...
That's a funny word. You don't pronounce the P, right? How do you say that?
Psoriasis with a silent P.
No P, okay.
Yeah.
What is it?
Well, it's a skin disease. It says it's an inflammatory disease characterized by dry, red, and itchy patches of skin.
Now, I don't know if anybody I know personally has a lot of that, but evidently... It's worse than we thought. I never thought that a skin disease had anything to do with your heart. Did you?
Right. No, I didn't know that they were related. So definitely learn something in tip number two.
So all of us, as we read Advanced, we're all learning something. If somebody says they're having a lot of trouble with their skin, you say, wow, you better look out for your heart. And they'll say, what? It's my skin, not my heart. So be careful.
Yeah.
Blood pressure, oh my, seems like about everything, doesn't it?
Yeah, even the health of your teeth can relate to heart disease.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think it's interesting here, cardiologist, this Jeffrey Schussler, he says that middle-aged to younger ages who shouldn't have a lot of plaque seemed to have more than their fair share.
And plaque is not good. You want to get rid of that. You need the blood to keep flowing,
right.
Not anything to stop it, right?
That
can cause blockage.
And it says they all had psoriasis.
Now, psoriasis is something that, you know, a skin disease, I guess we didn't always take it seriously, but number two here says that we should take it seriously, doesn't it?
Yeah. It's definitely something that, you know, we...
It affects your whole body.
Yeah. We don't think about this.
No, I didn't. Did you?
No.
I thought about that. So what did this cardiologist, Jeffrey Schussler, say about that again? What did he say?
Well, he mentioned that that people who had a lot of plaque, they seemed to have more than their fair share.
Okay, they have more than your fair share. Fair share means everybody has a little bit, of course, but they have more than what you should have.
Right. More than usual.
We don't want that, right?
No.
So what made that different? They all had psoriasis.
Right.
That's very, very interesting. I didn't know that at all.
Mm.
Well, I don't know if we can do much about it because it sounds a little scary, but there's several more things we can think about. Can we do anything about it? This is the facts. Now let's find out if we can do something about it. Let's read the rest of today's lesson.
Three, many risk factors can be reduced. Can't change our family history, Parikh says, but we can control what we put into our mouths. Cigarettes, no. Fruits and vegetables, yes. We can control how much we move our bodies. We can control how we deal with stress. 4. Pay attention to, but don't obsess over, what you eat. Obesity is a major contributor to heart disease. Parikh offers some basics on eating healthily. Limit red meat and saturated fats. Opt for more fish. Up your fruit and vegetable intake. 5. Don't be afraid of statins. Unfortunately, Parikh says, this medication has received a lot of negative attention in the press because of not very common side effects. However, statins remain very important in preventing and treating heart disease.
I suppose we cannot get rid of everything that's around us today, but we can reduce the risk factors. And, of course, that's very important, isn't it, Linda, to reduce the risk factors?
Right. We want to, as long as we can, reduce the risk factors so that we're less likely to get heart disease.
Sure, that's right. We want to. Now, sometimes you say, well, it runs in my family. My father had heart trouble and so forth. But we can't completely get rid of that, but we can do something about it, can't we, Luke?
Yes. There are things that we can't change, but then we can change our habits.
Right. So the second column here, number three, there's three things that are mentioned. It says, we can control what we put in our mouths. Some people can't. Give me another chocolate. No, but some people just say, I have to have a cigarette, But you really can if you want to.
You can.
So
yes.
You have to. Mm-hmm. Don't say, I'm sorry, I like to chew betel nut or smoke cigarettes. Hey, do you want to have a heart trouble? No. Mm-hmm. Then you can.
Right.
So say you can.
You can.
I can. Everybody say, I can. We can control. I will. Let's say I will.
I will
control what I put in my mouth.
Yes.
Nobody should put cigarettes in their mouth. They cause mouth cancer, lung cancer.
Throat cancer.
It's poison. They call them poison sticks. Mm-hmm. Do you want to put poison in your mouth?
Oh, no.
Throw those away right now. Mm-hmm. Got any around? Okay. So we can't control that. Okay. We do not want to put it in our mouth. Do we want to put fruit and vegetables in our mouth?
Maybe not.
Let's say yes. I think sometimes a little flavor, I'd say just a tiny bit of flavor in the vegetables makes them good, don't you?
Mm-hmm. You can make vegetables taste good. It depends on how you cook them.
Yeah, that's true. Sometimes they're kind of boring, but they're good for you.
Yeah. I mean, best if you can eat them raw, but a lot of people can't do that.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Well, and you have to be careful not to put too much oil on, but you can say no to cigarettes, yes to fruit and vegetables, no to French fries and and fried chicken with too much oil, right?
Okay. Oh, but they're so good, Doris.
Okay, so number one is we can control what we put in our mouth. Can we control if we move our bodies or not?
Yes, we
can. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right.
So we can choose to not have sedentary lifestyles.
That's true. Mm. And we can say, I'm not going to worry about this. We can deal with stress. We do not have to carry things around. Mm-hmm. Don't worry about things you can't change.
Right.
Do your best. Fang song yi de, and that's good. But what about paying attention to things that you eat? Is that important, Luke?
Oh, definitely. Because here it says obesity. Mm-hmm. Obesity is a major contributor to heart disease.
So whenever you see somebody who's really, really overweight, you say, uh-oh. They're probably going to have heart trouble. And that's a big, big danger. And, of course, it's okay to eat a little red meat. Sometimes that's good for you. Some people don't ever eat it. But you should limit it. Mm-hmm. So just eat a little bit. Put it in with the vegetables.
Yeah.
I like a little beef in with my vegetables sometimes. Mm-hmm. Limit it.
Yeah.
And saturated fats. And you'll look at the labels on what you buy, and it says so much saturated fats. Limit that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And choose instead what? Fish.
More fish.
Yeah. Not so much beefsteak, more fish. And what else?
Fruit and vegetable.
Oh, boy, more vegetables and fruit. And up that. That means more and more.
Yeah, increase your intake.
What's number five on there, Luke?
Don't be afraid of statins.
Now, what are statins, anyway?
Statins, it's a drug that reduces the level of cholesterol.
Okay.
So people take it to, I guess, help them control their cholesterol levels.
Now, what about statins? Some people say they're not very good. They had good press.
Right.
There.
There's a lot of negative attention towards statins because of some side effects.
Yeah. And so, but you still think they're kind of very important in a way to control and prevent heart disease. So let your doctor be the one and do what he tells you. That's important.
That's right, Doris. And actually, for those of you who are curious about the side effects of taking statins, you might get a headache or you might have difficulty sleeping, dizziness, nausea, or vomiting.
Sounds terrible.
Yeah, it is quite terrible. However, it's not very common.
Okay.
Yeah, it happens sometimes.
So everybody doesn't have side effects from them?
Not necessarily.
Well, your doctor should be able to control that, shouldn't he? They should.
I think so. Yeah.
Get a good doctor. Okay, and be sensible and eat more veggies. That's good, isn't it?
Right. Yeah, you can definitely control what you put in your body.
That's right.
So more fruits, vegetables, fish.
No cigarettes.
Right. Mm. No cigarettes. Less French fries.
That's right. Yeah. So this is some good advice for us, and I think for us to talk about it together. Remind our loved ones and our friends and our family so that we can have healthier lives and not worry about heart attacks. That'll be wonderful, won't it?
Oh, yes.
Right.
So let's go on and study more about this tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay? Sounds good.
That's good. Well, we'll see you here then tomorrow when we get back together and talk about more tips to keep our heart healthy, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Yes.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.